a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Let it slip, it cup, it check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The closing strains of our national anthem here at Monongalia County Ballpark as the State College Spikes get set for action against the West Virginia Black Bears. And again, here is how it'll go. Peyton Harden, Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras, the top three in the order. Logan Matthew, Marcus Page, and Braden Blackford, the middle third. And rounding it out in the 7-8-9 spots, Ryan Guardino, Sean Ross, and Caleb Marquez. And a ceremonial first pitch before we get things started tonight. And, of course, this is an artificial turf surface here at Monongalia County Ballpark. This park shared by the Black Bears and West Virginia University baseball, which did make the regionals this year. And, of course, a lot of excitement in collegiate baseball in Happy Valley as well. Coach Mike Gambino and his family made their first visit to Happy Valley Saturday, and already Coach Gambino hard at work building the 2024 edition of the Penn State Nittany Lion baseball team. And what a sterling reputation he has already built, and we are very much looking forward to seeing what he can do for the Nittany Lion program. Bright things are ahead for Penn State baseball and for the State College Spikes. Brooks Garrett gets the start for West Virginia. Garrett this season is making his first start. Fort Worth native out of Texas A&M, Texarkana. Garrett, 6'5", 230 pounds, again, 22 years of age. And the right-hander will be throwing to Harold Torres. Michael Cooper plays at first base. Noah Lucier at second. Bobby Lede at short. Anthony Hansen is in left field. Cam Ridley in center. And Ben McLean is in right field. Aaron Bourne in from Texas. And the Black Bears in their white jerseys tonight. Black Bears in script across the front. Tiny West Virginia underneath. Black numerals outlined in gold and blue on the lower left-hand portion of the jersey. Same colors for the larger numbers on the back. White pants and the black caps with the logo, the Black Bears logo set on the state outline of West Virginia. Spikes will be in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right-hand portion of the front. Same colors for the larger numbers on back. Gray pants with the blue stripe running down the side and the navy blue caps with a deer head on the front. Manager Dave Tremblay's club ready to go. 2-1 so far this year. Took the rubber match against Mahoning Valley, I should say, on Sunday by the score of 9-6. Withstanding four errors and powering right on through the scrappers to take the opening series win. West Virginia took the first two from Trenton. And the first pitch from Garrett, a little bit of an overthrow as it bounces in for ball one. What? our umpires for this evening's game. We'll get to them in just a moment. Want to know the count? Harden has been outstanding. He was 3-for-4 on Sunday, doubled. He has stolen 6 bases so far. Taps it to the right side, backhanded by Cooper. Flips to the pitcher, and Garrett does step on the bag ahead of Harden, but he goes hard and comes up limping. So Harden charging hard down the base path, as he always does, and immediately the West Virginia training staff is out to check on him. Manager David Carpenter coming out as well, and Brooks Garrett, one of 11 pitchers on this staff, but certainly the plan is not to have your starter go down in the very first inning. Might be emergency situation time for David Carpenter if that happens, but Garrett is back up. He's trying to test out that left ankle. And Garrett and Harden got to the bag right around the same time. Garrett ruled to have touched it first, but he went down. And, of course, ranging around, they have put the larger bases in here in West Virginia. It was a little bit tougher with the turf as opposed to putting them in natural dirt. But that was accomplished, and Garrett is still testing out the ankle. David Carpenter is... Says something to first base umpire Philip Heim, and looks like he'll warm up a little bit just to make sure. Matt Malik is our plate umpire. Justin Murphy works at third base, and this is an interesting development. Third game of the year for West Virginia officially. They did actually get underway on Sunday at Trenton, but it was a scoreless tie going into the fifth inning. However, lightning and thunder and eventually rain forced a halt to the game, and one warm-up pitch is all it took for David Carpenter to say he is okay. And so with one gone in the top of the first, here is Josh Leslie. And Leslie was outstanding, 1-for-4, had 3 RBIs on Sunday. Thus far this year, Leslie has knocked in 4 runs, has a trio of doubles. And he swings the first pitch here, lofts it to left field. Anthony Hansen fighting the sun a bit, but he's able to get hold of it and make the grab for the second down. Carlos Contreras had a 4-hit game in his Spikes debut on Friday night at Medler Field, Abrano Park. The Sam Houston State product then went 1-for-4 and knocked in a pair of runs on Saturday. He did not start Sunday's game, but was a DH when the Spikes put together 3 runs in the 8th inning to take the lead for good. He walked in his lone plate appearance, finished out the game as a DH, as a matter of fact, and he takes ball 1 in tight. 2 down, top of the first. We are just underway here in the opener of this 3-game series. West Virginia, by virtue of their 2-0 mark, in first place in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. The Spikes in second at 2-1. Pitch upstairs for a ball, a breaking ball, 1-1 the count. Garrett going from the stretch and the delivery. Liner past the third baseman, Voorhees down the left field line, rolling all the way to the corner. And Contreras will settle into second with a double. That is the first extra base hit Carlos has collected. 5 of them in the opening series, but all of them were singles. And he got that one smoking down the third baseline. And now a man in scoring position with 2 outs for Logan Matthew. Well-versed in this ballpark. He played for the Black Bears in the second half of the 2022 MLB Draft League season. Ended up with 8 homers and 34 RBIs. Tied for the lead in the league in home runs. Second in runs batted in. And a big chance here to grab a run in the opening frame as Contreras leads off second. Garrett to the plate. Matthew lets it go by for a strike. Fast ball in the outer half. 0-1 the count to Matthew. Out of Liberty University, a Bellefonte, Pennsylvania native. That just makes him a great individual from the top as that pitch up high and it pops out of the middle. Torres taking out for third as Contreras, he slides in safely. little bit of a high delivery, but it just popped out of the mitt. We'll see if that's a wild pitch or a passed ball. Either way, it now puts the Spikes first run less than 90 feet away. 1-1 the count on Matthew. Two gone. The pitch. Fastball outside. Torres trying to frame it up a bit, but could not. And will be ruled a passed ball. And again, it was a little high, but the fact that the ball was squarely in the mitt, then out of it, and the runner advanced, that tilts it in the direction of the passed ball. Here's the 2-1 to Matthew. High and away for a ball. 3-1 the count. Spikes in the first half made a visit to West Virginia a couple of weeks ago. A different roster, of course. And the 3-1 to Matthew, low for ball four. In that three-game set here, it ended up being a two-game set. West Virginia took the opener. State College took the second game. And a two-out walk to Matthew. Of course, Matthew received an intentional walk in the eighth inning on Saturday. Definitely pitching around him. I would not be surprised if David Carpenter wanted that to be the intentional, unintentional walk there. But Marcus Page made the scrappers pay for the intentional walk. Now he'll swing at this one and lift it deep to center field. But Ridley going back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch. Gave that one a ride. But it's 400 to dead center, and that one traveled 390 feet. No runs, one hit, two runners left on base for the Spikes in the opening frame. At the end of one half inning, Spikes nothing. The Black Bears coming to bat against Louis Davenport when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the first inning, a reminder, tonight's first pitch at 6:34 p.m. was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO, America's Carpet Outlet, presenting the first pitches at each and every Spikes home game. It'll be a special one, of course, on Saturday as Sean Clifford throws out the ceremonial first pitch, part of the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia. We'll talk a lot more about that throughout the course of tonight's game. Louis Davenport makes his second start of the season for the Spikes. Davenport started the second half opener on Friday. He went 2 2/3 innings, striking out seven batters, including the first five outs he recorded via strikeout. And his first pitch here bounces in a ball. 1-0 to Cam Ridley, the West Virginia center fielder out of Jacksonville State. Old Hickory, Tennessee native, 22 years of age. A right-handed hitter, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Ridley windmills the bat in the right-handed box and the 1-0. That one also low. Two balls, no strikes. Caleb Marquez doing the catching. Logan Matthew at first base. Braden Blackford at second. Josh Leslie at short. Marcus Page at third. The outfield, Carlos Contreras in left. Peyton Harden in center. And Sean Ross in right. Davenport, by the way, allowing two runs on three hits, a walk, and a hit batsman in those 2 2/3 innings. 54 pitches, 33 for strikes. And the 2-0 to Ridley. That one low, 3-0 the count. Again, our umpires, Matt Malik works the plate. Philip Heim working at first base. Justin Murphy at third base. Wind up and the 3-0. That one down and in, ball four.
The right fielder on team, Ben McClain.
Here is Ben McClain. Right fielder out of Rocheron, Texas, a Texas State product. And in San Marcos, left-handed hitter. He is 5'10", 190 pounds. And Davenport will go from the stretch now. And the pitch, that's low. Marquez throwing behind the runner, and the throw to first deflects off the mitt of Matthew, but straight up is diving back head first was Ridley. And Davenport steps off. First five pitches tonight outside the zone. As Ridley leads off first. There he goes. The pitch. That's high for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. So a stolen base for Ridley. First of the night for the Black Bears. No score. Bottom of the first. And here's now a... ...2-0 count on McClain. Louis with the green mitt on the left hand. Of course, his last collegiate experience at Marshall. A look to second, the 2-0 pitch. That one fades in, called strike. Right at the knees. 2-1 the count. Louis's been mostly working low, trying to work low in the zone. Of course, as a pitcher, you want to keep the ball down. If you leave it too high up, that's where it can leave the ballpark in a hurry. There is already right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. Of course, Garrett went over to cover first base. The very first batter of the game, Peyton Hardin, and came up limping, but he stayed on the rest of the frame as the pitch in the turf. Blocked by Marquez, 3-1 the count. Louis with the high set and the 3-1. That's in for a strike. 86 on the speedometer. Low in the zone. Count is full. A nice day here in the Mountain State. 83 degrees at game time. Partly cloudy skies. That's being generous, very partly. 3-2, swung on and missed, but the ball gets past Marquez to the backstop. On to first goes McClain, Ridley to third. That'll be a strikeout for Davenport, his first of the game. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. But it will go as a wild pitch as well. And McClain is on board, still nobody out. Ridley moves up to third, runners at the corners, and Kayla Marquez is headed out to the mound to have a chat with Louis Davenport. They're just trying to settle each other down here. Jerome Williams, Spikes pitching coach, is on the top step of the dugout. Dave Tremblay right next to him, signaling to the infield. Spikes have turned four double plays so far. At this stage of the game, they'll definitely give up the run if they can turn two. Tyner Hughes, the designated hitter, is out of Cumberland University. Dyer, Tennessee native, 6 foot, 190 pounds, a right-handed hitter. He swings at the breaking ball for strike one. Hughes is 24 years old. And he now stands in. Ridley at third, McClain at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And after the breaking ball low, and it's 0-2. Looks like Jarrett Miller is the right-hander warming up for West Virginia. Out of Moorhead State, he was with the Black Bears in the first half. As the 0-2 sent deep to center field, this is likely to score a run. Harden posted underneath it, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Ridley. He'll score easily. It's a sacrifice fly to make it 1-0 West Virginia. McLean bluffed off first base, but held there. And with one gone, Anthony Hansen now the batter, the cleanup man in the West Virginia order. Out of Memphis. And, of course, the head coach for the University of Memphis this year, Kerrick Jackson, the former president of the MLB Draft League. Hansen out of Jefferson City, Missouri. Left-handed hitter, 6'1", 200 pounds. He is 24 years of age. A toss to first, and McLean dives back in. And there he goes on the pitch, and the throw down to second, not in time. McLean with a pop-up slide actually knocked the ball out of Josh Leslie's hand before he even attempted a tag. As he slides in safely, second steal of the frame for the Black Bears. And a man in scoring position with one out, a 1-0 count on Anthony Hansen. All right, check that. Pitch called a strike, so it is 0-1. Davenport looks to second, delivers. Breaking ball on the turf, blocked by Marquez. Ball one. Here's the 1-1. In the air, right center field. Right fielder Ross now leaves it for Harden. The center fielder makes the catch. Tagging from second is McLean, and he will make it as the throw skips past the relay man and is backed up by Marcus Page. Two gone in the bottom of the first, and Bobby Lede now up. Lede, again spelled L-A-D-A, but pronounced Lede, out of William Carey University. And a right-handed hitter, 6 foot, 185 pounds, a native of Richmond, Texas, 22 years of age. Fastball up and in, ball one on the righty. William Carey University down in Mississippi, Hattiesburg. Same town as Southern Miss. The 1-0 grounder on to short, taken by Leslie on the turf. Slings it over to first in time, beating Lede by a step and a half, and the inning is over. West Virginia on the board first. A run on no hits. No errors. One runner left on base. End to one. 1-0 Black Bears on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
And West Virginia makes the pitching change here in the second. Again, Brooks Garrett on the in the opening at bat of the game. A grounder on to first. Michael Cooper, the first baseman, flipped it to Harden, or flipped it to Garrett as Peyton Harden was barreling down the first baseline, trying to beat it out. And Harden, or Garrett rather, the pitcher, got there ahead of Harden, but in doing so, came up limping. It was the right ankle giving him trouble. So Garrett is done after an inning of work. He did not allow a run, only one hit. He won't be a factor in the decision tonight, though technically he leaves with the lead. Garrett actually only threw 12 pitches, six of them for strikes, but he now gives way to Miller out of Morehead State. Jarrett Miller, a Plymouth, Ohio native, right-hander, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And is a returnee from the first half of this MLB Draft League season, the amateur half, if you will. Did make an appearance in the opener of the second half. Actually earned the win in that game. Two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit, striking out one against Trenton. Six innings of work, pitches down and in for a ball, 1-1. He actually only made one appearance for the Black Bears in the first half. He went one inning, allowing four runs, and then went to Burlington in the Appalachian League, but returns here to West Virginia for the second half of the MLB Draft League season, a Morehead State product. And Braden Blackford takes the 0-1 pitch, slices it down the left field line, but it goes foul. Ricochets off the brick wall to the left of the foul pole. That's the walkway that goes from one of the ballpark gates up to the concourse here. And the wall there is 15 feet high, but it slopes downward to 8 feet high in front of the Spikes bullpen, which is behind the fence in left field. A see-through lattice fence there. Back up to 16 feet high at the ticket office in left center. Back down to 8 feet high the rest of the way around the ballpark. And Blackford swings at the 0-2 pitch, sends it deep to right center field, and this one is going to ricochet off the base of the wall in right center. Around second is Blackford. He's going for three. The relay throw will be held. And Braden Blackford with a leadoff triple here in the second. Left the bat at 104 miles an hour again. It's 400 out there, and that one measured at 389 feet on the fly. Ridley trying to go back on it. He got back on Marcus Page's fly ball to center field last inning, but could not get to this one. And Blackford now just 90 feet away from the tying run with Ryan Guardino, the DH out of the University of Alabama at the plate. He fouls it back to the screen for strike one. Guardino was the left fielder on Sunday, 0 for 3, but he drove in a pair of runs and walked. Productive outs for Guardino, the native of Santa Barbara, California. Fouls it back to the screen, 0-2. Also was a favorite with the Penn State Communications Camp folks that came out. The campers from high school, aspiring communicators. Bouncer foul, third base side. Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third, trying to make a play, but a little out of his reach. Still 0-2 to Guardino, but he clearly was the favorite interview subject of the players they spoke with after the game. He was 0-for-3 in the second half opener on Friday. And the 0-2. Check swing on the breaking ball, low and away. It's ball one. Torres able to save it there. One nothing West Virginia here on the top of the second, though the Spikes have both hits in the game. Trying to cash in here is Miller out of the stretch, delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, a breaking ball. It has to be dug out of the turf by Torres. His throw to first completes the strikeout. Blackburn has to hold a third. First strikeout for West Virginia pitching. And one away in the top of the second. That'll bring Sean Ross to the plate. Ross, the State College right fielder, did not play on Sunday. Saturday, he was the DH, went 1-for-5 and scored a run. He is 1-for-8 on the season so far, has notched an RBI. His second here would tie the game as he takes a big cut at the fastball but misses. 91 on the outer edge, 0-1. Braden Blackford out of Purdue Fort Wayne leading off third base. The 0-1 pitch, and that goes all the way to the backstop, and Blackford will slide in safely at home. That'll be a wild pitch, and the game is tied at one. Spikes will certainly take that. They won the game on a wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth Friday night in the second half opener, and a comeback win, trailed by a run going into the bottom of the ninth, end up winning it. 1-1 the count to Ross now, with the bases empty and one gone. Miller will now go with the abbreviated windup on the pitch. Grounded left side. Bobbled by Voorhees. Third baseman picks it back up. Throw to first is in time. Two away. And you get the true hop on the turf usually, but it can be an adjustment for guys going from turf to grass and vice versa. You get the true hop, but it's a much quicker hop. That's why oftentimes the infielders here on the turf will play further back than you would see them at Midler Field at Lebrano Park on the natural grass surface. They want to make sure they keep everything in front of them. Same goes for the outfielders. As the pitch to Marquez, bounced down the third baseline, but just foul. Voorhees went over, made a sliding attempt at it, but it's a foul ball, strike one. Of course, you harken back to those Cardinal teams of the 80s, Whitey Ball. They had guys like Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, not all prodigious power hitters, even Tommy Herr. Tom Herr once drove in 100 runs in a season and hit four homers. Here's the 0-1 to Marquez. That's upstairs for a ball. Now there would be one power hitter in the middle of the order. Guy like Jack Clark. A guy like Terry Pendleton could fill that role. The 1-1, check swing by Marquez on the high fastball. Appeal down to first, and Phil Pime says no go. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two and one the count. As he did not go around, the pitch was high, and Miller delivers. That's fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. And the next offering, swung on and missed, strike three. So Miller does achieve his second strikeout, but the spikes are on the board in the second. A run on a hit. Braden Blackford's leadoff triple ends up scoring on the wild pitch. Nobody left on base. An inning and a half gone. We're tied at one. Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the second inning here at Monongalia County Ballpark. A 1-1 tie between the State College Spikes and the West Virginia Black Bears. Joe Putnam along with you here in the Mountain State. Of course, tonight, a 6:30 game. We ended up starting at 6:34. It's 6:30 p.m. start time tomorrow as well. Be on with you at approximately 6:15 for the middle game of this three-game set. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander, due to start for State College in that game. First pitch to Michael Cooper, the Black Bears' first baseman, a strike. Over the outer edge, now the 0-1, bounces in, blocked by Marquez, evens the count. Cooper, Oceanside, California native, actually spent time most previously with the Arizona Complex League Guardians out of the Cleveland organization. And the 1-1, a breaking ball swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2, high and away to Cooper. Fastball misses. And the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-2 the count. Again, a comfortable 83 degrees here at game time. Not a cloud in the sky above us. They're all in the hills beyond the outfield walls as the 3-2 is fouled at the plate. We'll do it again with a full count. Spikes are back home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, taking on the Frederick Keys. And some big games coming up this weekend. Saturday, as the 3-2 lined into right field, a base hit. Racing to cut it off from the corner is Ross. He does, and a quick throw to the infield. Credit Sean Ross for the hustle on that play. Braden Blackford gives him kudos as well. He kept that as a single, and the leadoff man is on for West Virginia on the Black Bears' first hit of the game.
Third baseman.
Here's Manny Voorhees, the third baseman out of Wapakoneta, Ohio. Product of Northern Kentucky University. 24 years old, and the pitch, it's low and deflects off the mitt of Marquez, the backstop. Moving up to second is Cooper. We'll see if that is a wild pitch or a passed ball. Well, they've changed the pass ball that was, or I checked that. Pass ball that was charged in the first inning has stayed on Torres. Miller with a wild pitch that brought in the run in the top of the second inning. He dangles the right arm, now rises to the stretch. And the 1-0. Sharp grounder to the right side, a base hit. Ross is going to come up throwing. Cooper's held up at third. And runners are now at the corners with nobody out. This is the situation West Virginia had in the opening frame after the third strike went wild. That most recent advancement to second for Cooper will be a passed ball. Of course, moves to third on the single by Voorhees. Back-to-back hits. And Harold Torres now the batter, the number eight man in the order. Torres out of Yauco, Puerto Rico. Out of Erie Community College, he is 20 years old. 5'10", 175 pounds. He and Tyler Dellerman, University of Charleston product down in West Virginia, out here in West Virginia, are the catchers. In the first pitch to Torres, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Catching so important, especially at this level. A great catcher can save a pitcher a lot of times. And the 0-1 pitch. That's in tight for a ball. Evens it up. And the pitch, a bunt attempt by Torres, but he fouls it off behind the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes to Torres. Really trying to take the Spikes infield by surprise. And the pitch swung on and missed. High heat got him. And that is Louis Davenport's second strikeout of the evening, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Still runners at the corners with one out, and Noah Lucier, the batter, the second baseman, the number nine man in the order, out of Fairfield University up in Connecticut, a native of Sandown, New Hampshire, 5'10", 180 pounds. He's a right-handed hitter, 23 years old. And here's the first pitch from Davenport to Lucier, a fastball outside, ball one. So for West Virginia tonight, Anthony Hansen and Ben McLean join Michael Cooper as the lefties in the lineup. Six right-handed hitters. There's one other left-hander on this West Virginia roster as the 1-0 fouled away to the first base side, evening it up. Blaine McIntosh, a product of the Mets organization, now with the Black Bears. Actually, Jerome Williams, Spike's pitching coach, was with him on last year's St. Lucie Mets, a single-A affiliate of the Mets down in the Florida State League. Here's the 1-1. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is outside for a ball. A pump throw to second. Going to hold Cooper at third as Voorhees will be credited with the third stolen base of the game for the Black Bears. Teams have definitely been running here in the MLB Draft League's second half. Of course, the Spikes are one of those teams. State College grabbed four steals in the second half opener, six on Saturday and another on Sunday. Peyton Hardin has started off 6-for-6 on the base paths as the 2-1 fouled away, 2-2 the count. Of course, the shorter base paths now due to the bigger bases, but also we're on a turf surface here, which does lend itself more to stolen base attempts as the 2-2 fastballs are called. Strike three on the inner edge on Lucier. Third strikeout for Louis Davenport tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. First pitch, that's a strike on the inner half of the plate. Fastball from Davenport, 0-1 the count. Again, Louis not really overpowering with velocity, but he has good movement on his pitches. And when his curveball is on point, that's when he's most effective. Of course, he set the Spikes' single-game strikeout record with 12 of them last year against Mahoning Valley Scrappers August 18th. 0-1 to Ridley, and there's that curve. It's swung on and missed. Spin rate constantly in the 24, 25, 2600s. And Louis has definitely proven this. Another go-round with the Spikes, but he has proven in the past he can get outs. And there's a called strike three. Fastball at 88. Ratchets it up there as he strikes out three consecutive batters following a pair of leadoff singles. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Davenport works out of the jam. No runs, two hits, two runners left on base, two innings complete. We're tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. Into the third inning, it's the top of the order, two up for the Spikes, starting with Peyton Harden. Jarrett Miller back for a second inning of work on the mound. And his first pitch of the frame is bounced down the first baseline. Foul, Jesus Zuaje. Spikes first base coach makes a nice play, showing off those skills in the first base coaching box. Strike one to Harden. He grounded out to first with the pitcher covering in the first inning. But again, Brooks Garrett came up limping from the play as he and Harden got there just about the same time. And Peyton, nothing untoward. He just was kept on chugging. And Harden, I don't know if he turned the right ankle, but that's the left ankle, I should say. That was the one that was giving him problems. The 1-1 to Harden now. Fastball low, 2-1. But Peyton Harden has been a hard-nosed player here in the early portion of the second half. Harden hitting 500 now, two doubles, two RBIs, six stolen bases. And he sends this one into left field. Again, shielding his eyes, Hansen initially, now heads to the ball, raises the mitt and makes the catch, one away. Josh Leslie is 0-for-1. He flied out to left field back in the opening inning. 1-1 our score. Hits are even at two apiece. There have been no errors to this point. Spikes have left two runners on. Black Bears have left three. Righty-righty matchup here as Miller delivers. Fastball's a strike. Actually took something off of it there. It's up high in the zone, but taken for strike one. Shadows across the infield now as the 0-1 comes in. A breaking ball low. Sunshine across most of the field. The shadow from the light standard extending out to left center. Down the right field line, it's mostly absorbed by shadow. Even down the first baseline, and pitcher and home plate totally surrounded by shadow now as well, but sunshine across the most of the infield. So the 1-2, or 1-1 rather, is a fastball for called strike to make it 1-2. It's over the outer edge. And the pitch. Chopper off the plate down the third baseline. Taken by Voorhees. Throw across the diamond is in time. Two down. That will bring Carlos Contreras to the plate. Contreras ended up doubling in the first inning. Got to third on a passed ball but was stranded there. Again, 1-1 our score here in the top of the third. A reminder, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. A bouncer foul, first base side. 0-1 to Contreras. Of course, no action in Major League Baseball, save for the big one in Seattle tonight. The MLB All-Star Game, AL versus NL. Fastball is low. One ball, one strike to Contreras. There is action in the MLB Draft League here on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Trenton leading Williamsport 1-0 at historic Bowman Field. That game in the top of the third. Frederick and Mahoning Valley are underway. Scrappers have just scored the opening run of the game in the bottom of the first. 1-0 lead. And the 1-1, breaking ball low, two balls and a strike. Of course, the MLB draft finishing up today, and Three players, three spikes taken yesterday, two from the 2023 squad and a 2022 spike, all three of them pitchers. But Corey Avant taken in the ninth round. Here's the 2-1 to Contreras, pounded on to second, taken in by Lucier. Throw on to first in time, the inning is over. He also had 10th rounders Chris Peraza and Josh Molares, who won an MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week honor last year for the Spikes. Spikes go down in order in the top of the third. We'll talk more about the draft, more about what's coming up this weekend at the ballpark in Happy Valley, and we'll have more action from Monongahela County Ballpark after this. A 1-1 tie score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third inning, and the Black Bears will have the 2-3-4 hitters due up. Ben McLean, Tyner Hughes, and Anthony Hansen as Louis Davenport returns to the mound for the Spikes. 1-1 our score here. Opener of this three-game series between these two squads, who are the top two teams by record after the opening weekend of the second half of this MLB Draft League season. First pitch to McLean, a breaking ball in the turf. Ball one. McLean struck out in the first inning but reached first because the third strike was a wild pitch. He ended up stealing a base but was stranded at third. Here's the 1-0. And is outside for a ball, 2-0. Talking about the State College Spikes draftees this year. And actually, draftees from each of the Spikes' first three seasons in the MLB Draft League taken yesterday and today. Pitch in tight for a ball, 3-0. Pitch, a strike on the 3-0. Fastball in the outer half to the lefty McLean. 3-1 the count. Corey Avant selected in the ninth round by the Oakland A's. It's the 3-1 outside, ball four, and it's the second walk issued by Louis Davenport tonight. Leadoff man is on for the third straight inning. Tyner Hughes drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to center field in the first. He'll step into the right-handed box as the DH. Jacob Odell led the Spikes draft parade today, taken by the Cardinals in the 14th round. As McLean leads off first, throw over there. He dives back in, no tag. And after Jacob Odell, who earned an MLB Draft League prospect game berth this year. Let's throw to first again. Gets diving back in. Then Will Simpson, taken by the Pittsburgh Pirates a few years ago. His pitch inside turns him around and actually hits Hughes on the left arm. So the first hit batsman of the game And now the first two men aboard for the Black Bears. This has been the case actually each of the first three innings now. In the first inning, West Virginia scored one run. The last inning, after allowing back-to-back singles to start the frame, Louis Davenport came back with three consecutive strikeouts. He'll try to do something along similar lines here, starting with Anthony Hansen, the left-handed hitting left fielder who flied out to center field back in the first. And the pitch. It's called strike on the inner half, 0-1. Good start to the bounce back effort here in the third. Out of the stretch, Davenport readies, delivers. That's in the turf, blocked nicely by Marquez, sliding to his right. One ball and one strike now to Hansen. Here's the set by Davenport. And the pitch. That's slugged down the right field line, and it stays fair as it bounces toward the corner and skips over the wall. That'll be a ground rule double, so McLean will score on the play to give West Virginia a 2-1 lead. Hughes will have to stop at third. And it's now 2-1 West Virginia. That'll bring Bobby Ledet to the plate, the shortstop. Grounded out to short in the opening inning. For Anthony Hansen. That is his second RBI with the Black Bears. And the pitch fouled back to the screen. Strike one. Again, Lede grounded out to his opposite number at short, Josh Leslie, in the first inning. Second and third, nobody out. Louis Davenport looking to limit the damage right here. Pitch. Breaking ball on the turf, gloved by Marquez. 2-1 the count. All right, check that. 1-1 the count. Black Bears fans trying to be encouraging of Lede as the breaking ball slices off the inner portion of the plate. Strike two. Two-one West Virginia, bottom of the third here. Opener of this three-game set. We'll play tomorrow at 6:30, Thursday at 6:30, and then back home this weekend. The 1-2, sharp grounder to the left side, a base hit. One run will score in Hughes. Hansen around third, he will score. And settling into second with a double is Bobby Lede. West Virginia had been the highest scoring team in the league. In the first weekend of the second half, they topped Trenton by scores of 9-0 and 14-5. The scoreless tie Sunday when halted in the fifth. That's the only time the Thunder were able to stop the Black Bears. And Kayla Marquez and Louis Davenport are going to have another quick discussion on the mound. Lede now with five RBIs already as a Black Bear. That's his third double. He's five for his first 13 at the plate in a West Virginia uniform. And now Michael Cooper, the left-handed hitting first baseman up. He singled in the second, and the first pitch to him, breaking ball low, appeal on the check swing. No go, says Justin Murphy. 1-0 the count. It's now 4-1 Black Bears, and there is a right-hander starting to get ready in the State College bullpen. The 1-0 to Cooper. Fades in just outside. Did not miss by much. Xander Lovin. Is warming up the Northwest Missouri State product. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch. That is a ball outside. Again, didn't miss by much, but it's a 3-0 count now to Cooper. Lights are on all the way around, but again, still plenty of sunshine. The shadows now encroaching more in right field. And right around the area at third base. Davenport checks second. The 3-0 delivery. Off the plate outside. A four-pitch walk, although Davenport was close. Now first and second, nobody out. Lovin continues to warm and isn't really going full bore yet, but Jerome Williams is going to head out to the mound to talk with Louis Davenport, and that'll allow Xander Lovin to uncork it in the bullpen. Here in the bottom of the third inning, West Virginia leading State College 4-1. Black Bears now out hitting the Spikes 4-2. There has not been an error yet in the game. And the entire infield surrounds the mound for this meeting on the mound. Gives us the opportunity to go through all the draftees for the Spikes in the 2023 draft. We told you about Corey Avant. Going in the ninth round to the Oakland A's. And Chris Peraza went in the 10th round to the Angels. Josh Molaris, a 2022 Spikes pitcher, goes in the 10th round to the Blue Jays. And, of course, today, Jacob Odle, we told you about, going to the Cardinals in the 14th round. Will Simpson, previously a draftee of the Pittsburgh Pirates, but this time around the 2022 Spikes first baseman, listed as an outfielder on the MLB draft tracker. A 15th round choice of the Oakland A's. Will Stevens, who pitched for the Spikes last year, went to the Rays in the 15th round. 2023 right-handed hurler Matthew Linsky, another MLB Draft League prospect game participant, went in the 16th round to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Will Bush, Spikes catcher earlier this season, went to the Astros in the 16th round. First pitch to Voorhees as the meeting on the mound is broken up. A breaking ball swung on and missed. First and second, nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Then a pair of previous year's Spikes pitchers rounded out the State College selections this year. Double steal is up, but the 0-1 is fouled at the plate. 0-2 is the count. Connor Oliver, a left-hander who made a pair of appearances for the Spikes in 2021, ends up going to the Kansas City Royals in the 17th round. And Casey Stewart, a pitcher for the Spikes last year, goes to the Phillies in the 19th round of the 20-round selection process. 0-2 the count. There'll probably be more Spikes also signed as free agents post-draft. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball behind, actually did hit Voorhees, so that's the second hit batsman. So the bases are now loaded with nobody out and Harold Torres at the plate. Torres, the West Virginia catcher, struck out against Davenport in the second. Louis has struck out four batters in this one. He's been trying to grab the first out of the third inning. Torres in the right-handed box. Again, a 4-1 lead for the Black Bears. We are early in the game in the third inning, but I don't want to dig too deep of a hole for if you're the Spikes, as the first pitch swung on and missed. Fastball riding inside. 0-1 the count. Corners are playing up. Middle infield back. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Davenport sets. Louis delivers. Breaking ball on the turf, kicks away. Digging from third is Lede. He'll score standing up. It'll be a wild pitch to make it 5-1. Cooper moves to third. Voorhees to second. One ball, one strike. Now the entire infield will move up all the way around. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut. That was a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Spikes back home this weekend, Friday night. Star Wars night at the ballpark as part of Comic-Con night. 6:35 game against the Frederick Keys. The force will be with you, Spikes fans, for sure. Always. 1-2, foul to the right side. The count remains the same. We will have local fan costumers portraying Star Wars characters on hand. Local guilds. Be part of the event. In addition, Star Wars music and clips all night long. And by the way, the 50-50 on Friday night goes to the State College or the Center County United Way. It's part of the Star Wars night festivities. In addition, Comic-Con night. Just visit the Happy Valley Comic-Con table on the concourse. Be one of the first 200 fans to do so. You get a free comic, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to the 2024 Happy Valley Comic-Con. The 2-2. Soft grounder to short, taken by Leslie. He'll look the runners back, throw to first. Now they've got the runner between second and third. Throw back to Leslie. He applies the tag. And wandering off second base was Voorhees. He was trying to bait Leslie into going after him instead of throwing to first. But as it ends up, it's a 6-3-6 double play. Cooper remains at third. Now two outs, and that a bit of a blunder by the Black Bears' Manny Voorhees. Noah Lucier is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. Davenport comes set. Third base side of the slab and the pitch. And tied away for a ball, 1-0. Not your standard 3-6-3 double play, but Spikes will take it. Very alert by Leslie to hold the runners and then throw. And then Voorhees may have thought that Cooper was going to break for the plate, and Cooper never did. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. But it gives the Spikes an opportunity to exit this inning quickly. Two balls, no strikes. Louis Davenport with his 68th pitch of the night. Upstairs for a ball, 3-0. Louis has been stretched over 100 pitches in previous Spikes appearances, but those were in 2022. 54 pitches in his opening start of the year on Friday. Xander Lovin looks to have readied himself in the Spikes bullpen. The 3-0 pitch, it's a called strike. Nick the inner portion of the zone. 3-1 on the righty Lucier. Flags moving in beyond the Spikes bullpen in left field, about 5 to 10 miles an hour towards left. Goes the wind, pitches up and in for a ball. And a two-out walk puts runners at the corners. Cam Ridley is set to come up, but it will be against a new Spikes pitcher. Dave Tremblay makes the walk out to the mound, makes the signal to the bullpen, and Xander Lovin will take over here in the bottom of the third inning with runners on first and third and two outs. It's West Virginia 5, State College 1. We'll be back with a call for relief right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Fans, fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the third inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new pitcher for the Spikes is the righty Xander Lovin. Lovin out of Northwest Missouri State, a native of Columbia, Missouri. 23 years of age. He is 6 foot, 200 pounds. Lovin came in on Saturday at Medler Field at Librado Park and really settled things down. 2 2/3 innings of scoreless pitching on the mound. He only yielded one walk in that time frame, and he struck out three through 25 pitches, 17 of them for strikes. And Lovin will look to do the same here as he comes in with runners on first and third and two outs in the bottom of the third inning. West Virginia already leading 5-1, four runs thus far in the frame. Louis Davenport goes 2 2/3 innings, five runs against him thus far. He is responsible for the runners on base. Four hits, four walks, four strikeouts. He hit two batters, opponents, or rather the total number of pitches, 70 for Davenport tonight on 36 of them being strikes. Here's Cam Ridley, leadoff man in the order, ninth batter of the inning. Ridley walked in the first inning, stole second, and ended up scoring. He struck out looking in the second. And the pitch swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Logan Matthew, right next to the bag at first, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, one pitch gets the last out of the frame, but West Virginia with four runs on two hits, two runners left on base. End of three here at Monongalia County Ballpark. It's now West Virginia 5, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Logan Matthew leads off the top of the fourth inning for the Spikes, now trailing 5-1. Matthew, Marcus Page, Braden Blackford do up. First pitch to Logan, down low for a ball. Matthew, part of that 2016 state championship squad for Belfont Area High School in the 2023 edition that won the state title at Medler Field at Librado Park, just like Logan's team did, will be honored this coming Saturday as part of the 6:35 game against the Frederick Keys. And oh, by the way, also honoring somebody else pretty special on Saturday. That's right, the Sean Clifford Retirement Party coming up Saturday night. Minor foul, first base side. The action will actually get underway with the Silver Sneakers Walk. Of course, what retirement party, what salute to a newfound senior citizen will be complete without the Silver Sneakers Walk. That'll be Saturday morning. Unfortunately, Sean will be unable to attend, but you can still come out and take your laps around the facility, keep up the fitness in your golden years. This one nubbed foul, third base side, 2-2 to Matthew. So that'll be at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Ballpark gates open up at 5:30, although early entrance is available at 5:20. As early as 5:20 for season ticket holders, and as early as 5:25 p.m. for groups, and of course the first 1,000 fans get the Sean Clifford bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia. Here's the 2-2. That bounces in front of the plate and over the catcher, Torres. Ball three. So you have that to look forward to, and there is the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP bobblehead. Is only available with a special ticket package. For $75, you get the 1923 VIP bobblehead, a limited edition bobblehead, as well as a Diamond Club seat to Saturday's game and entrance to an exclusive meet and greet and autograph session with Sean, as a 3-2 from Matthews, sky to center field and into the mitt of Cam Ridley. One gone here on the top of the fourth. Jarrett Miller, by the way, remains on the mound for West Virginia, and he is in position right now to be the pitcher of record in the game. Here's Marcus Page. He sent one deep to center field in the first inning, but it stayed in the field of play, and Ridley able to put it away in that one. Short windup by Miller. Check swing by Page. A pitch called a strike. Outer portion of the plate on the righty, Page. 0-1 the count. With the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP bobblehead ticket package, you also will have the opportunity still to get that giveaway bobblehead as one of the first 1,000 fans. Grounder on to short, and Lede sets his feet. Throw to first is in time. Two away as Miller is now retired eight straight. Last man who reached for the spikes was Braden Blackford, who greeted Miller with a triple to right center field. Ended up scoring on a wild pitch for the Spikes' lone run to this point. Blackford up for the second time out of Purdue, Fort Wayne, a Mastodon, along with Spikes' hurlers, Jacob Meyer and Justin Miller. And the pitch to Blackford. Strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. 90 on the fastball there. That VIP meet and greet will take place from 5:30 to 6 for holders of the limited edition 1923 VIP bobblehead ticket package. And those who are visiting as part of that exclusive meet and greet will be limited to 3 items for to be signed at the event. But, of course, autographs will be available to fans on a first-come, first-served basis on the concourse during the game as well. Approximately 7 to 8 p.m., John will be on the concourse, signing autographs, meeting fans. Limit you to 2 items to be signed there. And, of course, hopefully you will grab that Sean Clifford bobblehead giveaway. Now, the giveaway bobblehead depicts him with a rose in his mouth after that MVP performance in Pasadena. 2-1 to Blackford, swung on a miss, 2-2. The VIP bobblehead, of course, being the 1923 VIP bobblehead, the joke him being around for a long time, now kind of plays on that with a 1923-era uniform in the rocking chair as well, and Blackford takes a call, strike 3 on the outer edge. Third K for Jarrett Miller this evening, and the Spikes go down in order in the fourth. 5-1 West Virginia. We'll talk more about Saturday night's Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway, part of a big weekend of the ballpark. And we'll have the rest of the action here from West Virginia as the Spikes Trail on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First pitch in the bottom of the fourth inning, a strike on the inner edge to Ben McLean, left-handed hitting right fielder. Xander Lovin needed just one pitch to get the final out of the third inning. Back on for the fourth, he takes, throws a strike, taken by McLean on the inner edge again with the breaking ball. 0-2 the count. McLean struck out, but reached on a wild pitch in the first inning. Stole a base there as well. Walked and scored in the third. And he loops the 0-2 pitch. Shallow center, just outside the reach of Leslie and in front of Harden. The bloop single is the fifth hit of the game for West Virginia. And the leadoff man is on, has reached in every inning for the Black Bears as Tyner Hughes now steps in. Hughes delivered a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the first inning, hit by a pitch and scored in the third inning. One other MLB draft pick that... two others we'd like to mention, of course. Jay Harry and Daniel Oderkirk, Penn State Nittany Lions, both drafted over the last 2 days. Oderkirk taken in the 18th round today by the Seattle Mariners. Jay Harry was a sixth-round pick of the Minnesota Twins. Infielder, stellar shortstop for the Nittany Lions. Go to first, and diving back in is McLean. Ninth time in program history, Penn State has had multiple draft picks in the top 20 rounds. Another throw to first, tag applied, but McLean is back. Of course, last year, Matt Wood was a fourth-round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers out of Penn State. Ben Heath, the fifth-round pick of the Astros in 2010. Those are the three position players to be taken in the top 10 rounds out of Penn State. Pitch was outside for a ball. 1-1 to Hughes. 5-1 West Virginia here on the bottom of the fourth. A pitch. That's upstairs for a ball. Action about to get underway out in Seattle in the MLB All-Star game soon. That's the only score on the Major League docket on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, but there is New York Penn League, MLB Draft League action tonight. Pitch a throw on to first. McLean is back. Garrett Cole to start on the mound for the American League. Pitch is high for a ball, 3-1. Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks will get the start for the National League squad. And the pitch. That is lifted in the air. Foul. First base side. This will reach the grass berm. First base side. And Logan Matthew, very familiar with where exactly to go here at Monongahela County Ballpark. Again, played for the Black Bears in the second half last year. In the MLB Draft League tonight, Frederick now leading Mahoning Valley 7-1, top of the third. 3-2 pitch to Hughes, a fastball upstairs, ball four. Runners now at first and second, nobody out for Anthony Hansen, who flied out to center field in the first. Drove in a run with his ground rule double in the third. The other game on the MLB Draft League slate, Trenton leading Williamsport 7-0, top of the fourth inning. Thunder, the only team without a win in the second half of the season thus far. Again, they played two games. Actually, the Williamsport-Frederick series ended up being a two-game set as well. The team's splitting a pair. Spikes took 2 out of 3 from the Scrappers of Mahoning Valley, who are opening up the second half slate at home tonight. 0-1. Fastball upstairs. 1-1 the count to Hansen. Lovin with his fastball, about 90 to 92 miles an hour. Again, he threw 2 2/3 scoreless innings last time out on Saturday. Here's the 1-1. In the air, right field. Roscoe's back at the warning track, edge of the track. He makes the catch. Tagging from second is McLean. He'll make third. And now runners at the corners after the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Bobby Ledé, the West Virginia shortstop. Grounded out to short in the first inning. Doubled home a pair of runs in the third before scoring himself. Caleb Marquez is going to signal the infield here with first and third, one out. See if Hughes tries to take off for second here. 5-1 West Virginia, bottom of the fourth, a pitch. There's a line drive into center field, a base hit. And that'll roll all the way to the wall. McLean scores. Hughes around third. He'll score. Ledé digging for third, and it's a two-run triple. Four RBIs for the West Virginia shortstop already, and he's halfway to the cycle. 7-1 Black Bears. That'll bring up Michael Cooper, the first baseman, singled and walked in his two plate appearances. Cooper, a stout 6'5 in the left-handed box, and the pitch. Breaking ball fades in for a strike. 0-1 the count. David Carpenter, the former Spike, still at the helm of the Black Bears for the second half. Former Major League pitcher himself. The 0-1, down and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Always great to catch up with Carp. Black Bears, by the way, will be visiting Happy Valley in the second half, August 18th through the 20th. Here's the 1-1. Liner over the leaping second baseman into right field, a base hit. Blackford got up as high as he could, but it's an RBI single. 8-1 West Virginia. Manny Voorhees the batter now. The West Virginia third baseman singled and stole a base in the second. Hit by a pitch in the third. There is action in the West Virginia bullpen. And most teams still filling out their pitching staffs here. So if you're somebody who's having a bit of trouble out there, you'll probably have to work through it. Looks like Shandon Herrera, previously a member of the Rocky Mountain Vibes out in the Pioneer League. Right-hander warming up. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 to Voorhees. Chad Smith coaching at first base for West Virginia. Antonio Caballero coaching at third. The pitch, a called strike on the outer edge, 2-1. Ezekiel Carrera is the hitting coach for the Black Bears. 2-1 pitch. Line drive, right center field. Diving is Ross, but he can't get to it. It'll skip past him and roll to the wall. Cooper around third. He's getting waved in. Voorhees digs for third. It'll be an RBI triple. Four hits in the inning. 2 for 3 bases for West Virginia. And they have bumped it up here in the bottom of the fourth. A runner on third, one out, and Harold Torres the batter. Torres has struck out and grounded out. It's Marcus Page and Braden Blackford. Actually, I checked that. Josh Leslie, the shortstop's the one also joining Marcus to talk to Xander Lovin on the mound. Help reassure him here. Outfield will move up with a runner on third, trying to cut off that run at the plate if they can. That's now 8 hits for West Virginia in the game, and a first pitch swung on, sent to the right side, bouncing into right field, a base hit. Voorhees jogs in. fifth run of the inning. 10-1 West Virginia. That'll bring up Noah Lucier. The West Virginia second baseman is 0-for-1. Struck out in the second inning, walked in the third. And again, like I said, most teams are on short staffs right now. They are still filling them out across the league. West Virginia only has one more man on staff than Spikes do. That means you're going to have to battle through it. As the pitch sliced down the right field line, another base hit. Around second is Torres. He'll settle up at third. Now Cam Ridley, the batter, the center fielder. 0-for-2 with a walk, a stolen base, a run scored before he can come up. Spikes pitching coach Jerome Williams is going to head to the mound to have a chat with Xander Lovin. We remind you, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The entire infield will join Jerome on the mound. Meanwhile, of course, as part of all the festivities Saturday, great giveaways as well. Retirement gifts, traditional retirement gifts, maybe some non-traditional ones. Of course, the Florida Snowbird trip giveaway, a one-way plane ticket included. You'll get a certificate for that if you're the winner on Saturday for that trek. Also, giveaway of a rocking chair. Sean will get one as well, and you can get one also. You can enter to win that. And we'll also be giving away a year's supply of adult diapers. Sometimes a need as you get into the golden years. So all of those part of the festivities on Saturday as well. Fireworks after the game also with Solid Gold Oldies as the backing track presented by Lion Country Kia to cap off the night. Tickets are going fast as well, so you will want to make sure that you get those tickets ahead of time. You can get them now at statecollegespikes.com. You can also head on there to get the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP bobblehead package. As that pitch is fouled back. That went upstairs on Ridley, 0-2 the count. Maybe more of a defensive swing there, if you can call it a swing. Here's the 0-2. Down and away for a ball, 1-2. And if you're wondering, if you get the VIP bobblehead package, yes, you still can get the giveaway bobblehead going to the first 1,000 fans. 1-2 is fouled away to the right side. The count remains the same. The exclusive VIP meet and greet that's part of the package starts at 5:30, runs till 6. Sean will be signing autographs on the concourse on a first-come, first-served basis for all fans, starting at approximately 7 p.m., running to approximately 8. And here's a fly ball to left field. Going back on it is Contreras at the warning track. He'll make the catch. Torres tags from third. A run for West Virginia. It is the second out of the inning, however. That'll bring up Ben McLean, who started these whole proceedings in the bottom of the fourth with a single. He has scored 2 runs. Officially, he's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Although he reached on a wild pitch in that occasion, he has walked and stolen a base as well. Blackbird going to step back at second base. Again, take that deeper position on turf. Right-handed action continues in the West Virginia bullpen as the breaking balls are called strike on the outer half. 0-1 the count. Brooks Garrett, the West Virginia starter, could only go one inning. He only threw 12 pitches, 6 of them for strikes, and there was a walk thrown in there too. 0-1, smacked to first and taken on a short hop by Matthew, who calmly gathers it in, steps on the bag, and ends the inning. But West Virginia brings 10 men to the plate, 6 of them score. On a total of 6 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. 4 innings complete. It's now 11-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:30. Into the fifth inning, and the Spikes facing a bigger deficit now, 11-1, and a new pitcher on for West Virginia. It is Shandon Herrera. A right-hander, number 36, standing 6'3", 225 pounds, out of Odessa, Texas. He is 24 years old, born on Christmas Day, 1998. Comes to the Black Bears from the Rocky Mountain Vibes in the Pioneer League. And so Herrera will face the 7-8-9 hitters for the Spikes. Ryan Guardino, Sean Ross, and Kayla Marquez. Jarrett Miller did his job on the mound. Came on in the second inning after Garrett looked like had to leave with an apparent ankle injury. But Miller, after allowing a leadoff triple in the second, retired the last 9 batters he faced. He did allow the run, a wild pitch to score for Aiden Blackford. But in 3 innings, he yielded only the 1 run on 1 hit. No walks, 3 strikeouts. He threw 41 pitches, 27 for strikes. And the first offering for Shandon Herrera is a strike on the outer edge for Ryan Guardino. Struck out back in the second, his first at bat. Pitch. It's called strike on the outer edge. Herrera, by the way, out of Lubbock Christian University. Also spent time with the Black Bears each of the last 2 years before coming back here to the Mountain State as a pitch up and in for a ball. In fact, last season for West Virginia, he had 9 appearances, 5 of them starts. But a 9.2 ERA, 23 strikeouts to 16 walks, though. Guardino sends this one to right field. Underneath it is McLean. He makes the catch, one away. All the great festivities coming up. The Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway, earning nationwide interest. A lot of kudos for the bobblehead. You got to be one of the first 1,000 fans to receive it, though. Presented by Lion Country Kia. That's the giveaway bobblehead depicting Sean with a rose in his mouth, reminiscent of post-game after his MVP performance in his final collegiate game in Pasadena back on January the 2nd. Big win for the Nittany Lions against Utah. First pitch to Ross, swung on and missed, 0-1. Next offering, swung on and missed to make it 0-2. And of course, Sean isn't done with football for sure. You know, the retirement party is sort of tongue-in-cheek, but a fourth-round draft choice of Green Bay in the NFL draft this spring. So Sean will be headed up to Wisconsin shortly after the festivities on Saturday. He's already been a participant in mini camps and off-season workouts, the rookie camps. He's been very impressive. He really impressed scouts. Even while Spikes were talking to him about this event, as the breaking ball swung on and missed, but it gets through Torres, dashing for first is Ross, and he'll make it. So it is the first strikeout for Herrera, the fourth for West Virginia pitching, but it's happened to the Spikes as well. Strike 3 goes wild, and the runner reaches.
Catcher Kayla Marquez.
So Kayla Marquez, who is 0 for 1 with a strikeout of his own, steps in, and Ross is now at first base. The pitch, Elmwood, that's low. It'll be ruled a passed ball, actually, on that third strike. The 1-0, a check swing, bouncer to the left side, cutting it off. Third baseman Voorhees, throw across the diamond in time. Ross moves to second. Two gone. Now what it does is it means that that run, if Ross were to come around and score, that run would be rendered unearned. Pass balls construed the same as errors. Wild pitches not construed the same when you put together earned runs versus unearned runs. Here is Caleb Marquez. The theory is that basically a pitcher for earned runs is charged for what is against them through their pitching. First pitch to Harden is sliced down the left field line. A fair ball rolling into the corner. Around third is Ross. He'll score, and Peyton Harden delivers a two-out double to put the Spikes back on the board. So Harden records his third RBI of the season. That's his third double of the season as well. He's hitting right around 500 now on the year as a medevac helicopter flies overhead. We are next to the West Virginia Children's Hospital here. First pitch to Leslie, called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. We're actually in Granville, technically, right next to Morgantown. That's why this ballpark, shared by both the Black Bears and West Virginia University. It's the 0-1. Breaking ball low, 1-1 the count. Ironically, both this ballpark and Milan Puskar Stadium, previously known as Mountaineer Field, home of the West Virginia football team, both off campus. Grounder on to short, taken in by Bobby Lede, a throw to first in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes jump back on the board, a run on a hit. They leave a runner on. We are halfway home here at Monongalia County Ballpark, 4.5 down. 11-2 lead for West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A first pitch strike to Tyner Hughes over the inner portion of the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the next offering from Xander Lovin, called strike. Fastball on the inner edge again. It's 0-2. Lovin back on here in the bottom of the fifth. Battled through the fourth inning. And again, soaking up innings here for the benefit of his comrades on this pitching staff as he delivers a ball low and away, 1-2. Hughes has reached base twice, hit by a pitch and a walk. He has scored two runs. He's also knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. The 1-2 swung on, popped up, found territory behind home plate toward the first base side. Kayla Marquez had it sized up, but the ball tumbles into the seats three rows behind the netting. Still a ball and two strikes. Two runs, three hits, no errors for State College. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors, West Virginia. The big inning has been working for the Black Bears. Four in the third, six in the fourth. Lovin sets and delivers. Rounder down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. Foul ball left to the bag. 1-2 the count. Let's go Bears chance breaking out here at Monongahela County Ballpark. The 1-2 popped up, foul behind the play. This will be well out of play. Tumbles onto the roof above our heads up here. Back here tomorrow at 6:30. I'll be on the air with you at approximately 6:15 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Hoping tomorrow we can talk to Logan Matthew about what it's like to return here to West Virginia, where this was his home ballpark, but of course we all know his true home is Medler Field at Labrador Park. He is very excited to be home in Happy Valley, leading the way for this Spike squad. And tremendous down-to-earth individual. 2-2 to Hughes. That's low for a ball. 3-2. Fastball from Lovin. Payoff pitch, sharp grounder down the third baseline, but foul, left of the stripe. It didn't miss by much. Marcus Page ranged over, but count is full at 3-2. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Lovin comes set, goes exclusively from the stretch, and another payoff pitch. Oh, man, that breaking ball. Like it might have dropped in, but not so, says Matt Malik. And it's a leadoff walk here in the fifth. The leadoff man has reached for West Virginia in every inning tonight. Anthony Hansen, the batter. He's 1-for-3. A pair of flyouts sandwiched around an RBI ground rule double in the third inning. He scored in that frame as well. Middle infield at double play depth for the Spikes. And the pitch. Fastball outside. 1-0. Black Bears building up the big lead. Herrera pitching the fifth. Spikes chipping away, as is their one. One thing is certain. A Dave Tremblay-led team is not going to give up. 1-0 to Hansen. Low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Might not work out for them on occasion, but they are going to keep on battling. It's a 9-inning game. There's 27 outs at your disposal, and with Dave at the helm, you're going to use every one of them. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 2-1 the count. Tomorrow for the Spikes, it's actually going to be righty Jonah Jenkins on the mound. Jacob Meyer will get the start on Thursday. We have Jenkins, the Ohio State product, also out of Dartmouth, Denver native. And the pitch, chopper down the first baseline, taken by Matthew, and he will go back to the bag and did not get there. He had to go backwards as Hansen was coming down the line, and first base umpire Philip Heim says he didn't make it. Hughes moves to second.
Shortstop.
It'll be a base hit. A unique single for sure. For First and second for Bobby Ledé, who has a two-run double and a two-run triple to his credit so far tonight. He has also scored two runs, and he has grounded out. He takes the ball low and away. Xander Lovin having to take one for the team tonight. That's what Dave Tremblay is preaching to these second-half spikes. Winning team baseball. The 1-0 fades in, called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. And like I said, they're going to use the remaining 12 outs at their disposal. They're not just going to throw them all in and call it a night. The Black Bears better be ready. One ball, one strike. Lovin delivers. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Dropped right out of the zone. And it's 1-2. Dropped right off the shelf there. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned four double plays already this year. Leslie at short. Blackford at second this evening. Here's the 1-2. Tapper off the plate. Over Lovin. Charging in Leslie. Throw it to first. Won't be in time. Add another in-between ball. And Black Bears are just finding all the right spots here. Ledé now with three hits. He is a home run shy of the cycle. Of course, Lyndon Weaver of the Spikes at the tail end of last season's first half achieved the cycle, just the third time in Spikes history, joining Jimmy Bosco and Ryan McCarville. Spikes have had the cycle against them on a few different occasions. There's Michael Cooper now with the bases loaded, nobody out. Cooper 2-for-2 with a walk. He scored a run as well. And he lines one right at Rogan Mathew. Dives for first to try and tag the bag ahead of Ledé, but cannot. What an effort by Logan Mathew. First to snare that liner. And now he is down and holding on to his leg. Ashley McEwen, Spikes athletic trainer, racing out from the third base dugout. Dave Tremblay, the manager, close behind. And he went diving, trying to tag the bag with his mitt. They're checking the right leg on Logan. He is sitting up. He has the left leg bent close to himself, but the right leg is fully extended. Ashley now examining that here is the bases are still loaded with one out. Logan now back to his feet. Kicks that right leg up and down. Has his hands on his knees now. He's bent over. He's sort of rubbing the right knee. Slight limp to him as he walks around, but makes a lunging motion there. Just trying to test out, make sure he's still got full mobility. Now an assisted lunge from Ashley McEwen with one-legged lunge, testing out that right leg. And Logan, again, there are folks here who recognize that he played here last year. He'll get his glove back. He'll get his sunglasses back to the top of his hat. And again, you can't say that Logan Mathew isn't trying with every ounce that he's got. Making that diving attempt at a double play after snaring the liner, but Dave off the field. Ashley McEwen heading back to the third base dugout now as well. One gone, and here's Michael Cooper. It's Manny Voorhees up now. He's 2-for-2 and was hit by a pitch. He has stolen a base. He has knocked in a run. He has a triple as one of his two hits. And he has scored a run as well. And the pitch. It's called strike on the inside corner. Voorhees levels the bat in the right-handed box. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, grounder up the middle into center field, a base hit. Hughes scores. Hansen comes around third and scores. And West Virginia makes a big lead bigger. Ledé moves up to second. Voorhees with three RBIs on the night as well. Now 13-2. And here's Harold Torres, the West Virginia catcher, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. And again, Xander Lovin You got to credit him tonight. It's not going to look pretty at the end of the evening, but he's taking one for the team here. He's soaking up these innings. And here's a grounder, and it hit the runner. It hits Matthew, throw to second, and a tag of second. The foot was on the bag as Leslie had to kind of spin around. He was trying to go back to first. The ball did pop out, but he had it when he tagged the bag at second. So the force play goes 3-6. Voorhees is a race. Lede on to third. A fielder's choice for Torres. He now at first, and Noah Lucier at the plate. Well, certainly eventful here. And the pitch. Strike on the inner edge. 0-1 to the righty Lucier. Wade Davenport started this game. Xander Lovin, the second man in. And again, he's just trying to get the spikes through this fifth inning. Might have to take him into the sixth tonight as well. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Fastball at 90 on the outer edge. Called strike two. Well, the sunset coloring the skies over the mountains. Beyond the outfield wall here, the city of Morgantown, visible well beyond the left field wall. As here's a bouncer back to Lovin. He'll hustle over to first, underhand on to Logan Matthew, and the inning is over. But two more runs for West Virginia on three hits, two runners left on base. Five innings complete, 13-2 West Virginia leads it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Sixth inning, Shandon Herrera back on for West Virginia, and Carlos Contreras leading off the inning for the Spikes, takes a strike on the inner half of the plate with the 88-mile-an-hour fastball. The left fielder, Contreras, a left-handed hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a double tonight. And the 0-1, a breaking ball low and away. Appeal down to third. Justin Murphy says, yes, he went around. Two strikes now to Contreras. Logan Matthew, Marcus Page, two up. And Matthew, by the way, is in the on-deck circle. Looks like he will be able to get through the rest of the way as the 0-2 is chopped on to first. Jesus Izuaje, first base coach, will retrieve it. Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, in the dugout alongside pitching coach Jerome Williams. It's the opener of a three-game series here in West Virginia. Spikes will also make one more visit here to Monongalia County Ballpark in the second half of this season as the pitch upstairs sails to the backstop. Ball two. That'll be next weekend, July 21st through the 23rd. Spikes have the big weekend coming up. Star Wars night at Comic-Con night on Friday, 6:35 against Frederick. The Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia with fireworks after the game Saturday. All sorts of the great festivities with the Sean Clifford Retirement Party as Contreras lines it foul down the right field line. Still 1-2. Also Saturday, the 2023 PIAA Class 4A State Baseball Champions from Bellefonte Area High School being recognized at the ballpark. And then on Sunday, a Sunday fun day, 4:05 game against the Frederick Keys. Before the game, a pregame catch on the field as the 1-2 fouled left side. And also, the first 100 kids at the catch on the field get a Spikes Youth Baseball Glove presented by Curavetti. Plus, half-price hard seltzers from 3 to 5 on Sunday, and kids on the bases after each game, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Following that, it'll be a six-game road trip for the Spikes. As the 1-2 to Contreras, softly popped up, left center field. Back on it is Lede, who makes the catch for the first down. That'll bring Logan Matthew up. Matthew 0-for-1 with a walk today. Logan, last season for the Black Bears, 8 home runs, 9 doubles, 34 RBIs in 38 games. The pitch, that's upstairs for a ball. Actually, last year, he split his home runs evenly. 4 here at Monongalia County Ballpark and 4 on the road, including a huge game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 1-0. Fades in low, ball 2. Visited State College August 9th through the 11th last year, and he started off his very first outing 4-for-6 with a double, a homer, and 3 runs knocked in. The 2-0, and Matthew swings with this one, pops it up foul behind home plate. This will drop into the first row behind the seats. That went way high up above the lights here. Everybody was trying to find it. Matthew's big game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park last year was a wild one at the old ball yard. 13-10 was the final in that game. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Got him to go around. It's 2-2. 13-2 West Virginia the score here in the top of the sixth. Spikes with 3 hits in the game. A double by Contreras, a triple by Braden Blackford, and an RBI double by Peyton Harden. All for extra base hits. But 13 hits for West Virginia as the 2-2 fastballs are called strike 3. Upper portion of the plate nicked the corner on Matthew in tight. And that's the second strikeout for Shandon Herrera, the 5th for West Virginia pitching. 2 down, top of the 6th. Here's Marcus Page, the Spikes third baseman, 0-for-2. Flied out to center field in the first, grounded out to short in the 4th. No action in the Spikes bullpen. Xander Lovin again. They'll have to get the Spikes staff through the 6th inning. And then they'll be in decent position. Jonah Jenkins scheduled to get the ball tomorrow. Jacob Meyer on Thursday as Page turns on this one. But his liner goes foul and goes almost out to the street, ringing the ballpark. The Boulevard. This is really growing up. This area has been developed quickly as they put Monongalia County Ballpark here. First game in 2015. Breaking ball low and away. 2-1 the count. And you had shopping areas on the other side of the hill. Really, as you go from the interstate up to Monongalia County Ballpark, there's the other side of the hill, and that one was developed as Page skies this one to right field, and fading all the way back to the warning track is McLean, but he puts it away. The inning is over. Second time tonight, Marcus has sent one deep, but not quite deep enough. Spikes are down in order in the top of the 6th. West Virginia leading State College 13-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Monongalia County Ballpark, a reminder, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the order, due up for the Black Bears, starting with Cam Ridley. The center fielder takes the ball upstairs. Ridley is 0-for-2 with a walk, a sacrifice fly, an RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. Takes ball two upstairs as well. Xander Lovin, the right-hander, back on the mound for the Spikes out of Northwest Missouri State, and the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, 3-0 the count. Soaking up innings here for the benefit of the staff. Here's the 3-0. Taken for a called strike on the outer half. And the pitch, that's popped up. First base side, floating. Oh, and Matthew leaps at it. It actually ricocheted off the top of the Black Bears dugout on the inside of the netting. And Logan's 6'5". He almost was able to stretch out and grab that one. And it's a 3-2 count. And the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Second walk, Ridley is drawn in the game, and now Ben McLean, the batter. And again, Xander Lovin is doing this pitching staff a huge, huge favor. Great solid. He's thrown 63 pitches, 41 of them for strikes. He is soaking up the inning, so it's not taxing to the rest of the pen. This game may be lopsided, but this is just one part of a season, especially with a new league week starting up tonight. Pitch upstairs for a ball to Ben McLean, ball one. Elsewhere in the league, it's lopsided in other places, too. Trenton all over Williamsport, 9-0 in the top of the seventh. And Frederick now with a 9-1 lead on Mahoning Valley, bottom of the sixth. Pitch. It's a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. And, of course, Trenton lost twice to West Virginia in the opening weekend. Frederick split a pair with Williamsport. So who knows from night to night what you're going to see. The 0-1 breaking ball called strike on the outer half of the plate to the lefty. 1-2 the count. Lovin sets and delivers. Grounder left side, sliding to cut it off is Page, but he won't be able to make it a play. Ridley slides into second. McLean is on. That broke the bat of McLean. But that's how it's gone for West Virginia. Yes, they have hit the ball hard. They've got 14 hits in the game now. But they have had some dinks and dunks, some singles that have just found the right spot as well. Here's Tyner Hughes, the DH. Has not officially made an at-bat in this game, but this is his fifth plate appearance. two walks, a time hit by a pitch, and a sacrifice fly. He scored three times, and he has knocked in a run, but no official at-bats in the game. Rereading the Hidden Game of Baseball, one of the early sabermetric classics. Fastball in tight. Ball two. Pete Palmer, one of the founding members of the Saber Statistics Committee. Society for American Baseball Research, that's where sabermetrics derives from. But also John Thorne, now the official historian of Major League Baseball, co-wrote that book back in the mid-'80s. 2-0 fastball in the inner half, a strike, 2-1. They kind of charted how baseball statistics came to be, and the founding father of baseball stats is Henry Chadwick. Started covering the game in the mid-19th century. He was English by birth. There's a 2-1 pitch outside for a ball, 3-1. He was a great cricket fan, never really became a fan of baseball, but he moved to New York, started watching the game, and he started enjoying it. So he started to write about it for the New York Clipper. Ended up also being the official rules editor for baseball in its earliest days, the 1860s, when leagues were starting to loosely form. Teams were growing in popularity. Of course, the Cincinnati Red Stockings were the first fully professional team in 1869. They went undefeated that year, touring around the country. But Chadwick was the one who came up with the box score, really the way we have it now, with some adjustments over the years. But the 3-2 line foul, left side. He's the one who invented the symbol of K for strikeout, because S was already in place for a sacrifice. Bunting to give up yourself. So struck was the word. So strikeout or struck starts with an S. It ends with a K. 3-2, that's foul to the plate, and Marquez taking the foul tip, and he looks to be all right. Count is full at 3-2 to Tyner Hughes. First and second, no outs. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Monongalia County Ballpark. Chadwick also is the guy who really developed the concept of extra innings. Like I said, he was the rules editor. The rules of baseball that were being developed for use nationwide. The 3-2 again fouled, this time first base side. And in 1870, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, who again were undefeated throughout 1869 in their touring. In 1870, they were facing the club that was considered to be the next strongest in the country, the Atlantics in Brooklyn. And they played 9 innings and the game was tied. Payoff pitch to Hughes once again, a liner, diving grab by Leslie at shortstop, throw to second, in time, double play. What a play by Leslie to go full extension to his right for that one, and then a quick throw to Blackford as McLean is doubled off, and there are two gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Dave Tremblay, Spike's manager, is coming out. And it looks like there is now a right-hander in the bullpen. Is Dave making the signal? I think he is. So Xander Lovin has done what he needed to do, and for that, he will definitely get thanks from Dave Tremblay for soaking up those innings. It wasn't working for him today. The totals will not look pretty. But at the end, he did what he needed to do for the benefit of the team, and this will pay dividends down the road. So, a call for relief here in the sixth inning, and we'll have the identity of the new Spikes pitcher. Actually, we'll tell you right now, it's Patrick Kadelka. We'll have his numbers in the rest of the sixth inning when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And, again, Xander Lovin, he did what he needed to do for the benefit of the staff. The numbers are not great. We'll go through his line quickly. 3 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts, but 76 pitches, 50 for strikes. He did what he needed to do to soak up innings. Again, this is a Spike staff. They've now lost Sam Walbridge, the left-hander. We certainly wish Sam the best in his future endeavors. But now with a 10-man staff, they needed Xander Lovin to soak up some innings, to get outs wherever he could, fight through to get those outs. And he did that, and for that, again, he deserves congratulations from Dave Tremblay, Jerome Williams, and he's going to get them. He did a huge solid for the rest of his pitching staff tonight. And now with 2 outs and a runner on first base, it's Anthony Hansen at the plate. Hansen is 2-for-4. Ground rule, double to score a run in the third inning, an infield single as well. He has scored a pair of runs also. And the first pitch for Patrick Kadelka this evening is down low for a ball, 1-0. Kadelka out of Stephen F. Austin, New Braunfels, Texas native, 6'8", 290 pounds. The big man, 23 years old. And the 1-0 to Hansen upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Made his first appearance of the year Saturday night, grabbing the final out of the game, only threw 5 pitches. He then tossed 2 innings on Sunday, allowing 1 run on 2 hits. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 3-0 to Hansen. So making his third appearance for the Spikes. Comes out of the stretch. Again, runner on first 2 outs after the double play turned. And Leslie's diving grab starting that. 3-0 pitch is a strike. Change up over the outer half, a splitter over the inner half. 3-1 to Hansen. 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. And the 3-1. Taken for a strike. It's 3-2. MLB All-Star Game action in Seattle. They're in the middle of the second inning, still scoreless between the NL and the AL. Runner off on the 3-2 pitch, 2 gone, and the pitch is a called strike 3. Nicking the outer edge, that's strikeout number 1 for Patrick Kadelka, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. No runs, a hit, a runner left on base. 6 innings complete here at Monongalia County Ballpark. West Virginia leads it 13-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So turns out women are pretty good with money after all. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs,
That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Braden Blackford starts off the seventh inning for the Spikes and takes the 1-0 pitch in the air. Left center field, over for it. Ridley at the center field wall, and it's gone. Over and out. A solo homer for Braden Blackford. His first as a Spike. His second extra base hit of the night, and State College is back on the board here in the top of the seventh. Blackford tripled off Jarrett Miller in the second inning and scored, and this time he does it with one swing of the bat. 403-foot homer and left the yard at 100 miles an hour. A launch angle 27 degrees, and the first pitch to Ryan Guardino swung on and missed. That'll cut the deficit for the Spikes. Now 13-3 here in the top of the seventh. Shandon Herrera still on the mound for West Virginia into his third inning of work, and that pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Sean Ross on deck for the Spikes. Caleb Marquez would follow. Fourth hit of the night for the Spikes. All four have been for extra bases as the 0-2 foul back to the backstop. Count remains the same to Guardino. Blackford now with a triple and a homer. Carlos Contreras with a double. Peyton Harden with a double. Here's the 0-2. And Guardino sends this one deep down the left field line. And this one's going to be over and out. Over that high wall at the left field foul pole. And some folks who are headed out for the night, they're walking away with a souvenir courtesy of Ryan Guardino. His first Spikes home run. Back-to-back jacks. That one at 383 feet deep. 99 the exit velocity on that. 13-4. Here's Sean Ross. Do you dare dream that he'll make it three in a row? Officially, he's 0-2, grounded out in the second. Struck out in the fifth, but reached on a passed ball. Ended up scoring, though, and he swings the first pitch himself, but fouls it to the area behind home plate. 0-1 the count. That's back-to-back pitches as well. Guardino just jumped on the first one he saw. Blackford to left center field. Guardino to left. 0-1 to Ross. Breaking ball low. Evens the count. That's five extra base hits for the Spikes tonight. And again, West Virginia with a total of 14 hits. Several of those have been for extra bases as well, though they've not left the yard. 1-1 to Ross. Down and away for a ball. 2-1 the count. We are on the top of the seventh inning here. Lights are taking over as the source of sight here in West Virginia. And the 2-1 to Ross, fastball upstairs, 3-1 the count. And this Spikes club will not give up. They've got nine outs left to work with. They're going to utilize them to the best of their ability. The 3-1, fastball upstairs. Ooh, no, called a strike. And Ross tossed away the bat. He has to get it back from Caleb Marquez. Now, well, looking at the TrackMan data, it was in there. So 3-2 the count. Herrera going exclusively from the stretch, the payoff pitch, and that one up and in. A defensive swing from Ross for sure as he tumbles to the turf. That one sheared the bat. He was definitely initially swinging fully and then had to really lift the bat up quickly at the last moment. And it becomes a foul ball. So Ross will get a new bat. Get the gripper on it. And now heads back into the right-handed box. Artificial turf surface all the way around here at Monongahela County Ballpark, save for the mound in the middle of the field and the pitching mounds and the bullpens beyond each wall. The 3-2 fouled back, deflects off the sweet level back down below. Count remains full to Ross. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Here's the set. Another 3-2. Breaking ball, and that is low for ball four. So Ross does reach base. It's the first walk issued by Shandon Herrera, just the second by West Virginia pitching tonight. Brooks Garrett started the game. He only went one inning, though. Very first batter of the game, Peyton Hardin, a grounder to first, and Garrett came over to cover and came up limping. He looked at the left ankle. He stayed in the game for the first inning, but then lifted thereafter, only threw 12 pitches. First pitch to Marquez. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Jarrett Miller then took over, went three innings, and he right now is in line to be the pitcher of record tonight. The 0-1. Fastball right around the knees, called strike two. West Virginia infield not holding Sean Ross on at first. The 0-2. Grounder left side into left field. Underneath the diving Voorhees at third, and Marquez collects his first hit of the night. His second hit as a spike moves Ross up to second, and the first four batters have reached here in the top of the seventh inning for the Spikes. This is their first road game of the second half. Back-to-back homers by Braden Blackford and Ryan Gardino to start it. The walk to Ross, the single by Marquez. Now Peyton Hardin, who doubled in a run his last time up, steps in, takes the ball in tight. Left-handed hitting center fielder. He is a catalyst at the top of the order, no doubt about it. Out of McNeese State, and the 1-0. And this one lined to left field. That'll be a base hit. Rounding third is Ross, and he's getting waved in. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's offline, and it'll be an RBI single for Peyton Hardin. And the Spikes, with three runs already here in the seventh, still nobody out. First and second, the runners. They've trimmed the deficit to 13-5. Still a long way to go. But again, there is no quit in these Spikes. Here's Josh Leslie. The shortstop is 0-for-3 with a pair of ground outs and a flyout. No action in the West Virginia pen. The pitch by Herrera swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Fastball riding the outer edge. Leslie with a tremendous defensive play last inning, diving to start a double play. A line out turned into two. Bouncer foul, third base side, 0-2 the count to Leslie. Carlos Contreras on deck, and Logan Matthew would follow. Two homers, a walk, and two singles now to start the inning. Here's the 0-2. It's outside for a ball, 1-2. Well, West Virginia, 14 hits, and again, they have hit the ball hard. Well, they've had some dinks and dunks. They've had the big inning working for them. Now it's swinging back State College's way. Here in the seventh, the 1-2. And this one lifted in the air, a liner to center, but this will be taken in by Ridley. Marquez remains at second. Hardin retreats to first, and there's one gone. Well, now eight outs remaining for the Spikes. Again, they're going to utilize them to the best of their ability here as Carlos Contreras, who's 1-for-3 with a double, steps in. This is a Spikes team that is fun to watch. They put up some big numbers this past weekend at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Of course, the walk-off win in the bottom of the ninth, coming back to take it over the Scrappers. Played a roller coaster game Saturday, 11-10, in a game that featured five lead changes. That went against the Spikes, but nine runs on Sunday is the first pitch of Contreras. A breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-1 to the left-handed hitting left fielder. Herrera sets the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Bottom dropped off that one. 0-2 the count. Contreras got out in front. And he's trying to drive the ball, no doubt about it. He's under control, though. He's not swinging from the heels. Not just yet. You can't hit an eight-run homer. Fastball upstairs. 1-2 the count. By the way, in the All-Star game, Yandy Diaz puts the American League on the board with a solo homer in the second. 1-2 to Contreras. Here's the pitch. And Contreras lifts this one down the left field line, racing toward the line. Hansen, he's not going to get to it, but it drops foul to the left of the stripe. And the runners will head back to their bases. The count remains 1-2 to Contreras. Contreras making the walk back to the left-handed box, retrieves the bat. And by the way, in the on-deck circle, Kelvin Smith will take over in the four spot in the order for Logan Matthews. Contreras lines this one to the gap in right center field. This will score at least one. Marquez around third. He's in. Here comes Harden to the plate. The relay throw is not going to get him as he slides by safely. A two-run double for Carlos Contreras. And the Spikes keep the charge going here in the seventh. They put up a five spot. They've still got a row to hoe, but they've cut it down to a 13-7 game. The largest comeback in Spikes history is from seven runs down. And that against the Auburn Double A's in 2018. Lars Nootbaar had a grand slam as part of the comeback. This was a 13-2 game. It's now 13-7. And again, Matthew, who dove and came up limping on his right leg. He finished out the inning, but he's going to be pinch hit for here. Kelvin Smith comes in. And Smith takes a strike on the outer edge. So Smith, the pinch hitter. Kelvin made his first start last night, or Sunday night, rather, for the Spikes. He went 1-for-3 and scored a run. Chopper foul at the plate. So in all likelihood, he'll take over at third base in the bottom of the seventh inning. Blackford to first, Page to second will be the likely move. That was the infield for most of Sunday's game as the 0-1 to Smith foul back to the screen. That was the 0-2 pitch, but it remains 0-2 after the foul. Carlos Contreras leads off second. Time called by Smith. Steps out and back in the right-handed box. Former Detroit Tigers farmhand, now playing with the Spikes. Native of Atlanta, the 0-2. That is fouled into the seats behind home. Count remains the same. Ironically, the singles by Marquez and Harden. The first non-extra base hits for the Spikes tonight, but Contreras gets them back on the plus side of that ledger. 0-2. Chopper foul, third base side. Smith is staying alive at the plate. Marcus Page is on deck. Runner on second, one out here in the seventh. Five runs already for the Spikes. And the pitch. High and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. And Smith sends this one into the gap in left center field. That'll bounce all the way to the wall. Contreras scores. And Kelvin Smith comes up with an RBI double. It's 13-8. Here come the Spikes. Eight batters have come to the plate. Six have collected hits. One other has walked. And now Marcus Page, the batter, and this is David Carpenter coming out to the mound. Right-hander warming up in the West Virginia pen. But Carp really handles the pitching staff himself, so the first visit of an inning is probably an indication this is more to work on things. This is to give the pitcher time to warm up in the pen. And that pitcher, by the way, is Carson Lambert, a righty out of Texas A&M, Thousand Oaks, California native. So he is getting warm, and he's warming up in earnest. There's a runner on second, one out here on the top of the seventh. And what was a very lopsided game is less so now. Here's Marcus Page. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Blackbird started this whole thing off with a solo homer to left center, 403 feet deep. He's in the on-deck circle now. The pitch. Foul tip into the mitt. 0-1. Marcus, though, with two of those outs, he has sent the ball to the warning track. Just hasn't quite been out of here. A fly out to the deepest part of the park in center. A fly out to the track in right on a ball that carried. There is no wind right now, and Page is just going to line this one into left field. Smith on to third. He'll be held there by Tim Battle. Throw goes to second. But now runners at the corners, still one out. Marcus Page with his first hit of the night. The Spikes ninth as a team. They're sixth of this inning. I checked that. They're seventh of this inning. And ninth of the game. And now Blackford is up, but David Carpenter is out. It'll be a new pitcher for the Black Bears. As Carp will take the ball, Carson Lambert will come into the game, and we will have his numbers and the rest of this seventh inning for you. It was 13-2. It's now 13-8. First and third, one out for the Spikes. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back here to Monongalia County Ballpark, and the Spikes have surged here in the seventh. Trailing 13-2, they have scored six runs in this inning, starting with back-to-back solo homers for Braden Blackford and Ryan Guardino. Now runners are at first and third with one out. Seven hits in this inning, 10 in the game for the Spikes. And Braden Blackford started it off with a solo homer. He'll take on the right-hander Carson Lambert. And Lambert out of Texas A&M transferred in from USC, so quite the Power 5 pedigree. For the Aggies this spring, he made 16 appearances, one start, a 2-1 record, a 7.84 ERA. In 20 and two-thirds innings, he allowed 18 runs, all earned on 20 hits, 19 strikeouts to 11 walks. He hit four batters as well. In 2022 at USC, he made 27 appearances all in relief, but had a 6-3 record, a 3.46 ERA. And he struck out 58 and walked only 11 in 54 and two-thirds innings, recording a save as well. So he has put up some big numbers. He has made one appearance already this past weekend for West Virginia, earning the win with two innings of relief, allowing one run on one hit, one strikeout to two walks. But he now faces the left-handed hitting Braden Blackford, who hit a solo homer to start the seventh inning surge. He has a triple as well tonight, and he comes up with runners on first and third and one out. First pitch from Lambert. Fastball taken for a strike at 91 miles an hour on the outer half of the plate. Shandon Herrera in 2 1/3 innings, allowing 8 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned so far. He is responsible for the runners on first and third, a walk, 2 strikeouts, 66 pitches, 49 for strikes. 0-1 to Blackford. That's line to right field. That'll be a base hit. Smith will score from third. Page moves up to second. It's the second RBI of the inning for Braden Blackford and makes it 13-9. 7 runs already for the Spikes here in the seventh inning, and they're not done. First and second, one out for Ryan Guardino. He went deep to left field earlier in the inning. 383 feet. Tucking it inside the pole. Now the right-handed hitting DH from the University of Alabama stands in. The pitch taken for a ball outside, 91 miles an hour. And that run charged to Herrera. 13-9 now. 25 total hits in this game. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him that time, and the count is even up. Skies have almost fully darkened. Well, the Spikes are still at it in the seventh. The 1-0. Taken for a strike on the outer edge. 1-2 count now. It was 1-1. It's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lambert out of the stretch, delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball at 92. That's a first strikeout for Lambert, the sixth for West Virginia pitching. Now runners on first and second with two outs for Sean Ross. The State College right fielder is 0 for 2 with a walk, but he has scored two runs. He's the reason that one of those runs charged to Herrera is unearned, as he reached on a passed ball on a third strike. Reckoned the same as an error. Pitch to Ross. High fastball swung on and missed. 0-1. Again, 13-9. Spikes definitely feeling it. But the tying run is still on deck. As hard as that is to believe at the outset of this inning. Here's the 0-1. That sliced foul. Goes behind the plate. 0-2. A seven-run, seventh inning for State College. This is their biggest single inning of the year. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Lambert, back-to-back strikeouts, but the Spikes with seven runs on eight hits here in the top of the seventh inning. Two runners left on base. It was 13-2. It's now 13-9. The Spikes have life as it's time to stretch here at Monongalia County Ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning now, Patrick Kudelka back out on the mound. And as hard as it would have been to believe at the start of the seventh inning, the Spikes were trailing 13-2. It was all Black Bears tonight. And then back-to-back homers by Braden Blackford and Ryan Guardino got it going, and the Spikes had the tying run on deck by the time the inning ended. So now they'll try to keep this within reach as Bobby Lede, who is 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and a triple tonight, as well as four RBIs and two runs scored, steps in and takes a strike to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Next pitch, a breaking ball low. 1-1 to Lade. Again, spelled L-A-D-A, but pronounced Lade. Home run away from the cycle. The 1-1. Liner and snare by Kelvin Smith. Had to go to his left, kind of took that one at the hip, the glove right next to it, but he held on as he spun to the turf. And another nice piece of glove work. Kelvin Smith at third base. One down. That was 107 miles off the bat as well, and Kelvin felt it, but he held on. One gone, and here's Michael Cooper. 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He takes a strike on the outer edge. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Spikes. 13 runs, 14 hits, no errors for West Virginia. Spikes have stranded just 5 runners tonight. West Virginia has left 9 so far, and the pitch a strike. Borderline, but Kanelka got it. Now 0-2 to Cooper. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. So Patrick Kadelka records his second strikeout. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community. With 9 primary care locations throughout the region, we are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. And Manny Voorhees, the batter now, with 2 gone in the 7th inning. And by the way, Kadelka will deliver the first pitch of the at-bat. It's a strike. Fastball in the inside corner. 0-1 to Voorhees. That snare of the liner by Kelvin Smith. That was the first time in this game the Spikes retired the leadoff batter in the inning. Next offering outside a ball. Evens it up to Voorhees. Kanelka now delivers. There's a slicing liner over the leaping Blackford into right field. A base hit. And boy, did Blackford go up just as high as he could there. It's the 4th hit for Manny Voorhees. He has reached 5 times. A triple, 3 runs knocked in. Hit by a pitch as well. He's stolen a base. A lot of big games on the West Virginia side of the ledger. 15 hits now. The 2-out single will bring up Harold Torres. By the way, Kelvin Smith, again, stayed in the game at third base. Marcus Page just went over to first. There was no change the rest of the infield. So Page now at first, Smith at third. And the first offering to Torres. Breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. 13-9, West Virginia leads it here in the bottom of the 7th. The Spikes will have the 9-1 and 2 batters. Marquez, Harden, and Leslie due up in the 8th. Kadelka sets and delivers. That one slices too far inside. A ball and a strike. MLB All-Star Game in Seattle. American League still leading 1-0, top of the 4th. Yandy Diaz with a solo homer, the only scoring so far in the Midsummer Classic. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went after the high fastball, and it's 1-2. Torres is 1-for-4 tonight. He has knocked in a run and scored a run. Kadelka, 6'8", leaning in. The righty comes set at the chest. The 1-2. Liner down the right field line, but tails foul, ricocheting off the fence in front of the grass berm. Still 1-2. Tomorrow a 6:30 game here at Monongalia County Ballpark. I'll be along with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Starting at approximately 6:15, Jonah Jenkins scheduled to head to the mound for State College. The righty most recently of Ohio State. 1-2. Broken bat, looper on to second, and we taken on a bounce by Blackford. Throw to first in time, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. We're at the end of 7. It is still West Virginia 13, State College 9. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the eighth inning here at Monongahela County Ballpark. The Spikes have trimmed what was a 13-2 deficit to 13-9. And Caleb Marquez will start off the eighth inning as Carson Lambert, who notched the last two outs in the seventh, stays on here in the eighth. And the pitch, a called strike with a fastball at 92 over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Again, Lambert out of Texas A&M and UNC, and actually put up very good numbers for the Trojans. 2 years back, the 0-1, a swing and a miss. Fastball sort of tailed away from Marquez there. 0-2 the count. Caleb is 1-for-3. His single in the seventh prolonged the rally. He scored one of the Spikes' 7 runs in the frame. And the 0-2 lifted in the air, right field. McLean comes in a couple steps, ranges toward the line now, makes the catch as he creeps toward the corner. One gone. In the top of the eighth, 5 outs remaining for the Spikes. They will utilize them to the best of their ability. Peyton Hardin has certainly utilized his plate appearances to the best of his ability. 2-for-4 tonight. He's hitting over 500 on the young season. Doubled in a run in the fifth, singled in a run in the seventh, and scored one himself. First pitch to the lefty is a strike, fastball in the inner half of the plate. The book now closed on Shandon Herrera. 8 runs charged to him, 7 of them earned over 2 1/3 innings. The 0-1. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. It's 0-2. Lambert with a 6-4 frame has a unique wind-up motion. Takes the left leg out, kicks it up, almost straight up, and the 0-2, almost like he's kicking a field goal straight on, but looking toward the plate. 0-2, the count to Hardin. Williamsport scored a run in the first, 4 in the third, 6 in the fourth, and 2 more in the fifth. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Harden went after the pitch low. That's the 3rd strikeout for Lambert, the 8th for West Virginia pitching. 2 gone in the top of the 8th, and here's Josh Leslie, the shortstop, 0-for-4.
Shortstop, Josh Leslie.
But with a brilliant defensive play, probably the defensive play of the night so far, although Kelvin Smith hanging on to that smoking liner last inning is competing with it for the top defensive play of the night, but Leslie with the full extension dive to grab a liner that ended up being a double play, and the first pitch is strikes as it swung on and missed. Leslie taps his bat on the plate. Lambert delivers. That one, a fastball low, evens it up 1-1. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for State College. 13 runs, 15 hits, no errors for West Virginia. Spikes with the 2 home runs back-to-back tonight. And the 1-1, a called strike. Fastball in the outer half. It's 1-2. Carlos Contreras on deck with a pair of doubles already if Leslie can extend the inning. The 1-2. Fastball just off the plate outside. It's a good eye by Leslie. 2-2 the count. Voorhees, the third baseman, is closer to the line at third, but there is right-handed action as well. Garrett, who started the game and had to leave, he's out there. He may be just stretching out. They might be looking at him to make sure he is okay. As the pitch to Leslie fouled. Back to the screen. It's still 2-2 with 2 outs. The bases are empty. Carson Lambert on the mound. The righty winds and delivers. Fastball, and that's called strike three. That is the fourth strikeout for Lambert as the spikes go down in order in the eighth. We'll go to the bottom half, 13-9 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. There's nothing like being in the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the spikes in action at Medler Field, at Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. First pitch to Noah Lucier, a fastball in tight, ball one. Patrick Kudelka back on the mound. Grabbed the final out of the sixth inning, worked the seventh, now on for the eighth. Bouncer up the middle, charging in Leslie. Shortstop grabs it on the run, throw to first in time, and one away. Lucier now 1-for-4 in the game. Cam Ridley is 0-for-2, but has reached by 2 walks. He has stolen a base, and he has knocked in a run with a sack fly tonight. Into the right-handed box goes Ridley out of Old Hickory, Tennessee, Jacksonville State product. And a reminder, Jacksonville State is in Alabama. Jacksonville University is in Florida. Pitch to Ridley. Breaking ball outside. 1-0 the count. Jacksonville State newly moved to the FBS level in football as well. 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Of course, Jacksonville State, a famous upset of Oregon in Autzen Stadium a few years back. 1-1, misses high for a ball, 2-1, but now a member of Conference USA. Kudelka, of course, out of Stephen F. Austin, which is now in the WAC. And the 2-1. Fastball called strike on the outer edge, 2-2 the count. The WAC now an FCS conference, reconstituted for football. Of course, way back in the day, it had BYU, Utah, New Mexico, San Diego State. A totally different WAC now. Fastball upstairs. 3-2 the count. Base is empty. One gone. Bottom of the eighth. West Virginia leading 13-9. This was a 13-2 game. Payoff pitch. In tight, ball four. So the third walk Ridley has drawn tonight in his sixth plate appearance. And now Ben McLean, 2-for-4 with a walk, has scored 2 runs and stolen a base. McLean will step into the right hand. This will actually be Patrick Lee. Patrick Lee now in the game. So Lee out of William Carey University, like his West Virginia teammate Bobby Ledé, and that pitch in tight. A ball. And it hit him. It hits Lee, so he sees one pitch. Got him on the backside, I believe. So after the pinch hitter is hit by a pitch, here is Tyner Hughes. First and second, one out. And Hughes, also up for the sixth time, finally achieved an official at-bat in the game when he lined into that double play on which Josh Leslie made a spectacular grab. And the pitch, well, nothing yet. Time is called. Hughes has walked twice, been hit by a pitch, and knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. First and second. Kadelka looking at Ridley leading off second. Now turns his attention homeward. First pitch fastball is low for ball one. And Cale Marquez is quickly going to head out to the mound, and I think he's going to change up the signs with Kadelka now. Again, it's Marcus Page now at first base. Braden Blackford at second, Josh Leslie at short, Kelvin Smith at third for the Spikes. That switch made last inning after Kelvin pinch hit for Logan Matthew in the seventh inning. And Logan, again, on a play earlier in the game, tried to dive at first base after he gloved down a liner. He tried to dive for first base to double off the runner and came up a little gimpy. And he was okay to stay in the game, but Dave Trimbley's not going to take any chances here when he doesn't need to. And, of course, when he lifted it from the game in favor of Smith, it was 13-5. So, lopsided at that point, but I'm sure he'd do the same thing again. One ball, one strike to Hughes. Kadelka delivers. That fades in. A called strike on the outer edge. Nicked the corner. 1-2 to Hughes. Spikes have turned four double plays as a team this year. Here's the set. And the 1-2. Runners go, and the pitch, a soft liner, and this will be gloved by Blackford. He'll throw to first for the double play. He could have gone to second, but either way, that's a second line-out double play turned by the Spikes tonight as Kadelka sheared another bat for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We'll go to the ninth. One more chance for the Spikes. Carlos Contreras, Kelvin Smith, Marcus Page to start it off. It's 13-9 for the Spikes. We'll look to make that final push with three outs to work with when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Virginia, and the first pitch of the inning to Carlos Contreras. Swung on and missed, 0-1. Carson Lambert is working his third inning. He got the last two outs of the seventh. Set the spikes down in order in the eighth. He's retired the last five he has faced. Contreras, 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Two RBIs were unscored tonight, and a jam shot into left field drops in for a base hit. So Contreras with three hits this evening. That's 12 hits for the Spikes, eight of them coming in that seven-run rally in the seventh that took a 13-2 game, made it 13-9. And now Calvin Smith, who had an RBI double as part of that barrage and scored a run as a pinch hitter. He stayed in the game to play third. He now in the right-handed box. Contreras is being held on at first. It's become a lot tighter game. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in 91. 0-1 the count. Tim Battle coaching at third. Jesus Ezwahe coaching at first. And the largest comeback in Spikes history is from seven runs down. Here's the 0-1. Check swing. Fastball just low. Ball and a strike. Nine runs on 12 hits for State College. 13 runs, 16 hits for West Virginia. Of course, the Spikes have the two home runs from Blackford and Guardino. The 1-1. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-2. Blackford, as a matter of fact, if he can get up here in the ninth inning, we'll have a chance of a cycle. He has a single, a triple, and a home run, and he's knocked in two. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, that's fouled. On the West Virginia side, Bobby Lede, a home run shy of the cycle. Manny Voorhees with a four-hit game. So big performances on both sides. So the Spikes may be a little bit too big of a hole to dig out of early. Here's the 1-2. Fastball high and away, 2-2 the count. Kellen's had a little bit of a layoff from the game, but I'll tell you what, when he's at the plate, looks like he's getting his form back. 2-2 the count. Lambert delivers. Breaking ball low and the count full. Marcus Page on deck. Carson Lambert gets the shine. Here's the 2-2 from the righty. Foul back to the screen. Do it again on 2-2 with the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Luis Arias with an RBI single in Seattle to tie it up for the National League, knocking in J.D. Martinez. 3-2 the count. Check. Swing and a miss. Trying to check it, but couldn't hold back. So an eight-pitch at bat, but it ends up as Lambert's fifth strikeout. Contreras remains at first. Marcus Page now the batter. He's 1-for-4. Two long flyouts tonight. Well, then he lined a single to left field in the seventh inning to prolong the Spikes rally. Contreras leads off first. Pitch homeward. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Contreras won't be on the move here in a four-run game. Now, if this was a one-run game, different story. Only two outs left to work with. And the 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2. The risk not worth it here, the risk of an out, even as good of a base dealer as Contreras can be. 0-2 the count. Crowd rising in volume. The pitch. And Page sends this one into the air center field. Ridley underneath it. The center fielder makes the grab. Contreras retreats to first, and the Spikes are down to one batter. And it's Braden Blackford who does get a chance to accomplish a feat only three other Spikes have done in franchise history. Jimmy Bosco in 2013, Ryan McCarville in 2016, and Lyndon Weaver in 2022. Blackford is 3-for-4 with a single, a triple, and a home run. He has knocked in two runs. Solo shot to left center. Got things going in the seventh. Then he swings here and fouls it to the third base side for strike one. Braden Blackford out of Purdue, Fort Wayne. He's been productive in the field this evening as well. Lambert sets. The 0-1. And Blackford sends this one to center field. A base hit. It'll hop right into the mitt of Ridley off the turf, though. So it'll only be one base for Blackford. But he'll take it. It's his fourth hit of the night. And it keeps the Spikes alive in the ninth. And once again, the tying run is on deck for State College. Ryan Guardino is the batter at the plate. He is 1-for-4, but that hit a solo homer to left field in the seventh. 13 hits for the Spikes as a team. 10 of them in these last three innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Behind the 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Tim Battle would love to wave in some more runners at third base. Lambert sets the 0-1. Guardino fouls at first base side. Spikes are down to their last strike. Crowd rises to its feet. Two strikes, two outs. First and second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So a valiant rally by the State College Spikes. There's no quit in this team. But in the end, West Virginia holds on to defeat State College tonight by the score of 13-9. We'll wrap it up from Monongalia County Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Back here at Monongalia County Ballpark, our final tonight, West Virginia Black Bears defeating the State College Spikes 13-9, but it was a 13-2 game. The Spikes really poured it on. 10 of their 13 hits coming in the game's final three innings, a 7-run seventh, and on two occasions, the seventh inning and the ninth inning, Spikes did have the tying run on deck, so they were within reach. That'd be considered a save situation, but in the end, the Black Bears grabbed too big of a lead early on. A total of 28 hits in this game. There were no errors. Your final game total, State College 9 runs on 13 hits, no errors. Spikes left 7 runners on base. West Virginia 13 runs on 15 hits, no errors, 11 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Jarrett Miller. He is now 2-0 for the season. The losing pitcher, Louis Davenport, now 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 6 minutes here at Monongalia County Ballpark tonight. And for the Spikes, home runs for both Braden Blackford, a solo shot to left center field, 403 feet. His first of the year, and Ryan Guardino, his first as a Spike as well, a solo shot to left field, one pitch after Blackford's home run that traveled 383 feet. So Spikes have no quit in them, but it was just too much to dig out of tonight. And again, I want to give a special kudos to Xander Lovin. The numbers do not look good, that's true, but he did the bullpen a solid, and the effects will be felt here the rest of this series and on into the weekend when the Spikes will come back home to take on the Frederick Keys. 6:35 game time on Friday. Star Wars night at Comic-Con night on Friday. It's also a 4-for-44 Friday. Get 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for just $44. And kids are on the bases after the game thanks to Mount Nittany Health. Saturday, the big one. The Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia. It all starts with a Silver Sneakers Walk at 11 a.m. Unfortunately, Sean will not be able to partake in the Silver Sneakers Walk, but we welcome senior citizens and all other fans to join us for that on the concourse and around the facility at the ballpark. And again, that'll be at 11 a.m. Saturday. Game time is 6:35. Gates open to the public at 5:30. Early entrance for season ticket holders starting at 5:20. Early entrance for groups starting at 5:25. There will be early entrance for those that purchase the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP bobblehead package as well. They'll get early entrance to the ballpark, and they'll get the chance to meet and greet Sean, an exclusive VIP meet and greet up in the Guy's Senior Champions Lounge from 5:30 to 6. And also, fans will be able to get autographs on the concourse from Sean from approximately 7 to 8 p.m. First come, first serve over there. A limit of 3 items will be autographed at the VIP meet and greet. Limit of 2 items at the autographs on the concourse. But we'll have a lot of fun at the ballpark. We're giving away plenty of great retirement gifts. We have plenty of great activities, including canasta. There'll be decks of cards all over, party favors. First 100 fans can partake in the Happy Retirement Cupcake Cake. That'll be out. You'll also get the chance to sign a giant Happy Retirement card for Sean. But, of course, we know this is just the next chapter of his life he's moving on to as he heads up to Green Bay to be the newest, one of the newest quarterbacks for the Packers' fourth-round pick for Green Bay this year. So very excited about that. But I know he's excited to spend his birthday weekend. He's turning 25 on the 14th. So on the 15th, it's $1 off your ticket. Same senior citizen discount we have all season long for anybody 25 and up at the Spikes ticket office. There'll be much more as well, and it's all capped off with fireworks
It's also a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery with baseball bingo, and we'll honor the Bellefonte Area High School State Championship baseball team. That's all on Saturday. It's jam-packed. And then that's not all. Sunday fun day at the ballpark with a pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti. The baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. First 250 kids eat free as well with a coupon for a free hot dog, chips, and soda, and half-price hard seltzers from 3 to 5. And it's all capped off with another edition, a home run edition of Kids Run the Bases presented by Mount Nittany Health. Tickets for all three games this weekend, Star Wars Night, Comic-Con Night, the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, Sunday Fun Day, so much more, fireworks as well. It's all available at statecollegespikes.com. You can also visit the Spikes Ticket Office. We'll be open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 5 Thursday, 9 a.m. to the end of the game on Friday, or you can call us at 814-272-1711 during normal business hours. The final once again from Monongalia County Ballpark tonight, West Virginia 13, State College 9. I'm Joe Putnam. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at approximately 6:15 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.